Imagine losing the ability to use everyday objects like your phone or your shoes, tying them. That's an unfortunate reality for far too many veterans and disabled civilians. VA's new Innovation Creation Series for Prosthetics and Assistive Technologies is aiming to help alleviate those problems. To tell us more, we're joined now by Andrea Ippolito, a Presidential Innovation Fellow in VA's Office of Innovation, and Melissa Oliver, an Occupational Therapist and Assistive Technology Program Coordinator. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You both have come at this problem with very different backgrounds. I want to hear a little bit about what you each bring to it and what motivates you to do this. And we'll start with you, Andrea. Tell us a little bit about your background and what you're bringing to this problem.
Well, thank you for having us. I'm a biomedical engineer, and I always dreamed about the ability to work with patients. And I can pick no better place or a better population to work with than our nation's veterans, and especially the day after Memorial Day. So here are the challenge. I'm a Presidential Innovation Fellow, and I have the unbelievable opportunity to work with Melissa and her team at the Hunter Holmes VA Medical Center in Richmond, Virginia, to really understand what are the unique needs and challenges facing our differently abled veterans and how we can use technology to help reimagine the experience of care for our veterans.
And Melissa, this is the work that you do to help veterans regain some of their mobility and continue on with normal life. Tell us a little bit about the major or common problems that you see and that they face.
Well, as an occupational therapist, we look at their whole daily life from the time they get up in the morning to eating to getting ready and going to work and working a job or going back to school. And a lot of the things they face are things that we kind of every day take for granted. Someone may have a tremor, and you may have difficulty using a computer, but some of our female veterans have difficulty putting on makeup or curling their hair. So something just that simple we just did this morning is a daily challenge for them.
And I once visited Walter Reed Medical Center up here, Military Medical Center, I should say, up here in Bethesda, Maryland, where some of the soldiers were saying that doing Legos were among the hardest things that they had to do in occupational therapy, just putting together those small blocks of Legos.
Right, something that's just a fine task to do, something that takes a lot of concentration and a lot of movement is a challenge. And if you also if you lose an upper extremity, that's even harder because some of the prostheses that are out there don't take into account the fine movement that's needed for using those Legos or even maybe wanting to use a camera on a daily basis or even tools for putting together a project or working on a car.
So, Andrea, tell us, how is this Innovation Creation Series, how is it tackling this problem? And the way I understand it, it really does really deal with prosthetics and other similar instruments that people can use when they've lost a limb or lost other sorts of functions.
Exactly. So our aim is to accelerate the development of these prosthetics and other assistive technologies to really help improve the experience of care and quality of life for our veterans. And how we're addressing that is we're posing out specific challenges or areas of opportunity for the public at large, along with our VA employees, to solve, to think about how we can really catalyze the development of these new assistive technologies and prosthetics. So we're working with an online challenge platform called GrabCAD right now, and we've listed these specific needs and challenges. So for instance, one of the challenges that's out there right now is how we can create end limb attachments to our existing prosthetic devices. And we've posted this challenge out there on this platform. And what we're doing is really soliciting responses and ideas for designs that can be 3D printed and prototyped using other 21st century technologies. And we're getting these designs back, and our vision is to then open source these designs for not only the veterans and active duty service members to use, but also for the public at large to use.
What has the problem been in coming up with, and this is, I guess, a question to both of you, but what has the problem been in coming up with these types of technologies before? Is it the lack of money for R&D? Is it the lack of ability to scale up successful things?
It's a great question, and I think one of the things we're seeing is that our veterans and active duty service members are coming to us with really unique needs. So, for instance, one of the veterans, Eric, came to us and said, prior to his amputation, he loved taking pictures on his SLR camera. And so we wanted to think of a way that we could create these emblem attachments that fit these really unique use cases for each veteran's specific needs. So what we want to do is enlist the power of the crowd, and especially the day after Memorial Day, we thought this was a wonderful opportunity to get the public at large excited to think about how they can contribute designs. So we really want to just match the expertise that's out there with these needs and challenges that our veterans are facing.
And whom do you expect to take up this challenge? I mean, most of us don't know about the technology required. So are you appealing to universities, or are there certain industries that are capable of this but just haven't really been brought into the fold yet?
Yeah, it's a really exciting time, actually, right now. So there's this huge maker movement that's happening across the United States. And so the White House is actually having a week of making that is going to kick off with a National Maker Faire in Washington, D.C. on June 12th and 13th. And so what we're hoping to do is really get the maker community excited about this, because right now they're contributing all sorts of different designs in a number of different domain spaces. But what we're trying to do is bring them to healthcare, and specifically bring them to this veteran community, and to help build and bring together designs to our veterans that are faced with these specific needs and opportunity areas.
We're speaking with the VA's Andrea Ippolito, a Presidential Innovation Fellow, and Melissa Oliver, an occupational therapist. Melissa, what hopes do you have as an occupational therapist for this program? After these challenges are finished, how do you think you might use them at the VA?
Well, once they're available, we'll be able to use them for evaluation with our veterans and through rehab process from the time they're acutely injured all the way through their outpatient care. And then once they are available, we'll be able to get them for them if they're the right device and the right piece of technology, and they'll be able to take it home and use it in their everyday life. So we're very excited about this opportunity.
So it sounds like you guys are actually thinking about something on a grant. You're soliciting innovative ideas, but you're thinking on a grant or scale.
Oh, definitely. We want this to be community-wide for our veterans, and what our veterans are going to be able to benefit from, we'll be able to enhance the community at large.
All right. And Andrea, you want to repeat those, in case people are out there and interested in learning more, can you just repeat those dates happening this summer?
Absolutely. So the National Maker Faire is happening June 12th and 13th. And this whole VA Innovation Creation Series is going to culminate with a make-a-thon finale where we're bringing together our clinicians, our therapists, our engineers and designers that are contributing to this challenge, along with our veterans, to co-create these designs on July 28th and 29th at the Hunter Holmes VA Medical Center in Richmond, Virginia. And you can find more about all of these challenges on innovation.va.gov/challenge.
All right, and we'll post a link to that as well on our website. Andrea Ippolito is a Presidential Innovation Fellow in VA's Office of Innovation, and Melissa Oliver is an Occupational Therapist and Assistive Technology Program Coordinator at VA. Thanks to you both for joining us.
Thank you, Emily.
And
thank you.